It's Friday, the 21st of June, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Telecom Namibia's CEO, Dr. Stanley Shanapinda, and management visited the city of Windhoek City Police to discuss enhancing safety and protecting telecom infrastructure. They plan to set up a joint task team to align strategies, focusing on deploying CCTV cameras in crime hotspots to tackle theft and vandalism. Telecom's spokesperson, Nomvula Kambinda.
The sabotage of the company's telecommunications network leads to service downtime, loss of revenue for both Telecom Namibia and its customers, and it adds to customer frustration and ultimately customer churn. The latest initiative focuses on closer collaboration with the city police to bolster smart policing initiatives and deter would-be criminals from targeting telecommunications infrastructure. Telecom Namibia, together with the city police, plan to identify areas prone to crime and put up infrastructure to assist with proactive policing in these crime hotspots.
The Institute for Public Policy Research has introduced the Green Hydrogen Monitor, a publication dedicated to analyzing the financial, environmental aspects, economic feasibility, and social implications of Namibia's green hydrogen initiatives. IPPR Executive Director Graham Hopwood.
It looks at some of the economic and other feasibility questions around green hydrogen in Namibia. It profiles some of the pilot projects that are making progress around the country. It looks at issues of community consultation and participation and how that could be organized properly into green hydrogen, and just generally gives a round of developments, including looking at the feasibility and implementation agreements between the government and hyphen the company, because it's such a fast-changing and to some extent a complicated area that one needs to sort of demystify it and be able to explain some of the key issues.
SA's AfriForum maintains that no politician is above the law, as EFF leader Julius Malema and co-accused Adrian Sneyman stand trial in the East London Regional Court. Community safety spokesperson Jacques Broderick criticized Malema's shifting defense and cited expert opinions disputing the use of blanks or a toy gun at an EFF rally. Broderick also highlighted Sneyman's past misconduct with firearms, stressing the need for justice to prevail. China's Tsingshan Holding Group has commenced production at its 1 billion steel plant in central Zimbabwe. Reuters reports that the plant, operated by Tsingshan's Dinsen Iron and Steel Company, will produce 600,000 metric tons of carbon steel annually at its first phase. Project director Wilfried Motti announced that pig iron production has begun, with carbon steel production set to start in July. Climate change made extreme heat felt in the United States, Mexico, and Central America around 35 times more likely, according to scientists. The World Weather Attribution says many extreme weather events are becoming more frequent and intense as a result of global warming, as Sally Patterson reports for us from New York.
In a new report, the World Weather Attribution Group looked at extreme temperatures experienced across the U.S., Mexico, and Central America in May and June. Scientists behind the report say those heat waves were four times more likely to occur today as a quarter of a century ago. Burning fossil fuels and emitting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere could mean millions more people will be exposed to dangerous levels of heat in the future. The researchers say governments in affected regions must urgently take action to mitigate the effects of rising temperatures.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.